Politicians in Guernsey are due to vote later on whether to legalise assisted dying. A debate which started yesterday needs the backing of 21 of 40 parliamentarians to pass. It would see the island become the only place in the British Isles to allow terminally ill people to end their lives with the help of a doctor. The idea has split the nation. UCB's David Peake spoke to Dr. Peter Saunders, who's from the Christian Medical Fellowship.
There have been over 10 attempts to legalise assisted suicide or euthanasia in Britain in the last 12 years or so, and every single one of them has been defeated in British Parliament. The evidence from other jurisdictions shows us that it's impossible to contain it once it's legalised. Guernsey debating what's called a requête or a proposal. So the 40 members of the parliament there have been talking about this for 2 days now, and a debate vote is expected later today. When the proposal was first made, there were real concerns of its breadth because it did not specifically exclude minors, non-residents, those with mental illness, those with chronic as opposed to terminal illness. So the person who's introduced it, who's the chair of the Policy and Resources Committee, Gavin St-Pierre, has reissued it. So the one they're debating now is some steps removed from the original and is far tighter, but still contains within it an acceptance of assisted suicide in principle along the lines of what we see in Oregon. So our hope is that this will be defeated this afternoon when they vote.
Why is that your position? And is that also the position of the Christian Medical Fellowship as a whole?
Well, we think that legalising assisted suicide is dangerous, it's unnecessary, and it's morally wrong. It's dangerous because any change in the law allowing assisted suicide or euthanasia will inevitably place pressure on vulnerable people to end their lives out of fear of being a burden upon relatives or carers or perhaps even a state that's short of resources. It's unnecessary because when you look after people effectively and attend to their physical, social and psychological and spiritual needs, of course, adequately, then the demand for assisted suicide euthanasia is vanishingly small. And there have been some criticisms of the level of palliative medicine, palliative care available on Guernsey for dying patients. And it's morally wrong because legalising it would cross a moral Rubicon, which is say that a doctor must never actively end the life of a patient under his or her care. So we think the temptation is that people can be influenced by hard cases, but hard cases make bad law. It's possible to kill the pain without killing the patient, and the right to die can so easily become the duty to die. And that's why we think the safest law is one like we have in Britain at the moment, which gives a blanket ban on all assisted suicide or euthanasia, but also gives discretion to prosecutors and judges to show mercy in hard cases. In other words, it's got a stern face to deter exploitation and abuse.
Dr. Peter Saunders there from the Christian Medical Fellowship.